Suck, fuck me in my
fuck
ass.
Me in my asshole.
If I could only get fucked in my penis by a pussy, that wouldn't make me gay. It'd be a pussy. I'm not gay. I just wish that pussies look like a dick.
And I just wish you could suck a pussy and put it in your ass home.
The way you suck a penis, but it's not a guy's dick. I just like the way
I
it looks.
I like the aesthetic, but I am straight.
But on a more substantive level, I still imagine that it's a pussy.
When I jack off,
gender
I think of
isn't
women.
Real.
Oh,
gender
yes.
Isn't real.
Gender isn't real, but I am straight.
I'm straight. There's no such thing as orientation, but I'm a straight guy. And I love women. I just wish.
But they don't exist.
Dicks.
Women no aren't such, real, but I want to fuck them.
I want to fuck them, but they're not real. There's no such thing as that.
It's sick. It's gender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, Mark, so you studied music in college? Yeah, when we sent him off, he liked math, and he came back doing that after going to the Berklee School of Music.
More like the fucking pussy school of being a fucking bitch.
The pussy school of being a bitch.
Have we started the show?
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
I sure hope so.
Yes.
That song was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck
you got
my
that
balls.
On.
Suck my balls.
My dick is
small. My dick is small.
My dick is small. Suck my balls.
Gay.
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 Suck my dick.
Gay.
My dick is small.
My dick is small. So are my balls.
I am gay. My dick is small.
Gay!
Gay!
Yeah, that's a new parody we're working on.
Suck my fuck.
See if you can figure out what that one is.
Yeah, that's going to take a little while. I didn't even know what the fuck it was before
you
we
were
watched
just doing
something.
It. You were just having hanging out.
No,
we watched. Oh,
we can't say
what it was? Okay,
well,
fine.
We'll probably give it up.
Yeah. It was a little video by someone named Adam Friedland Sr.
Mm-hmm. You know that Trump. Jews don't name people after living people.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that why they did? They made up the Holocaust because they ran out of names, and they were like, "We need to pretend 6 million of us are dead because now we've hit the we've hit peak Jew.
Too many.
There's 35 guys named Benjamin and Ezra.
Well, you can't name it after a living relative. So if someone else has that name, you can still have it.
Yeah. Why is that?
Your family. I don't know. Some gay ass shit Jews invented.
They actually wanted to give Adam his sister's name.
Before she was born.
She was born.
I gave my sister her middle name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I love some girl named Jessica in my
you
pre-K.
You were 2 years old.
Yeah.
No, I was three. In my pre-K, there was this girl named Jessica. My mom is pregnant. I was like, can you please name her Jessica?
Because I want to fuck
And her. She was like, why? And I was like,
I'm trying to smash.
I was like, I can't explain why, but just please do it.
My dick
and
is
I just
small,
wouldn't shut the fuck up about it, so then they made it her middle name.
Wow, that's how annoying you were as a baby.
I wish we had solo buttons on here.
That's a baby.
My dick is small.
Actually, yeah, throw the effect. let's open up the pod with some effects.
Just
doing that for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gay, so my dick is small.
My dick is small.
By the way, to like bend pitch and shit.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Dude, we should eventually, look, if we ever hit $100,000 a month, which probably won't happen.
Will not happen.
That's
no growth
chance.
Is slowed to a trickle.
Thanks. You got your spreadsheets out?
Yep.
Please don't scratch up my glasses.
No, I wasn't scratching them. I just wanted to see if it was magnetic. I just wanted to see if it was magnetic with the magnetic part.
Fidget right. And
I was
jam
just doing a science. I was doing a science experiment. I wasn't putting it onto the lenses. I was putting it onto the screw to see if the screw was magnetized.
Scratching at the lenses.
I was not
glasses.
Scratching at the lenses
have
of your glasses.
I can't tell. I don't know who's
very
right.
Very diplomatic stuff. As always, very diplomatic.
Why are you starting this off?
Switzerland.
Contentious. Yeah,
I didn't, it's not contentious. I wasn't scratching the lenses of glasses.
Because of the hot chocolate.
Okay. There's other reasons. Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls.
Are they the cheese. Ones that have
I'm not the biggest fan of Swiss cheese.
Have sex with. What if that was the original pitch of Swiss cheese? He's like, look, I've done it's cheese, but you can fuck it.
If it was that's soft.
What's the problem with cheese is that we've always
there's
wanted
there's nowhere
to,
for your penis.
We've always wanted to fuck the cheese.
As a concept, cheese you can fuck, I like. Mm. Taste-wise, I don't like Swiss cheese that much.
It looks like they had regular cheese, and then the Nazis were firing at all the Von Trapp family.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Escaping. As they were escaping across the Alps.
They were escaping, and all these are all bullet holes in the cheese.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's a nice joke. Maybe you can tell that one to your father when you go see him.
Yeah, I might.
You guys are going to, not you, I mean in general. I'm speaking to the audience now.
Yeah, tell your dad about cheese you can fuck.
Tell your dad about cheese you can, well, I meant the Von Trapp. Yeah.
Do you think their dads listen to musicals? Are you calling their dads gay? Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Every listener of the show has a gay father.
That would be awesome if every listener we had a gay dad but wasn't gay necessarily.
Honestly, I think having two dads would be great.
No, two moms.
I think two moms
would be
awful.
What you want.
What? I knew a guy with two moms that were both like military. Lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
think
want
about
that.
Think
you
about that, though. That's what you get. If you
both,
get
of his,
moms.
Both of his moms. That's true. Which
he would get two dads. Not necessarily. You get two dads.
He wouldn't acknowledge
the two best
it
moms
either.
Of all time.
He wouldn't acknowledge it either. He would always just say that the second mom was his mom's roommate.
Oh, damn.
And both the moms look like the guy from Doom. You know, in the middle of the screen.
Wait, not Duke Nukem?
No, not Duke Nukem. I mean, they're close enough, but more the guy from Doom. I guess they kind of look like the Doom guy and Duke Nukem in a relationship. imagine that they were roommates.
That's what I'm saying, right? Think about what gay guys are like. If you had two gay guys as your dads, they'd probably be the best dads ever.
No. Yeah.
They'd probably make sure you're like always looking fresh.
How funny is that to be like you have adult sons and you're still telling them we're roommates?
I know. You're still lying.
But I don't want that. I don't want repressed military moms. I want
two fine ass moms?
Two fucking hot ass moms with big ass titties.
There was
that
guy
me on the cheeks.
There was that guy Lucas Connolly. There's that guy Lucas Connolly that did comedy in New York. I don't know if he's still around.
Yeah, Lucas is around.
I just haven't seen him. I probably haven't seen that guy in like...
You don't, to be fair, you don't leave the house.
I don't leave the house. But so I'm just saying I don't know.
Yeah.
But he has
he's got two moms.
But I always got the impression they were like, you know, kind of like hippie dykes.
Yeah, yeah, I would take that. Yeah.
No, two moms, they're always pushing you in sports. They're like dads, that. You know?
I want dads with a feminine little fucking... twist.
I want two lesbian moms that hate me and make me feel bad about having a penis.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best solution.
So
that's the thing. I think gay men should be allowed to have kids, but lesbian women, there should be a more strict process.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I couldn't disagree more vehemently than you with you two.
Why? I don't know. I'm pretty hit or miss with that.
I think gay men, two dads, great setup. Almost,
that's what I'm saying.
Almost perfect.
Two gay dads, they do such a great job.
Two lesbians, they resent you.
They pay attention to every detail.
Two
women
should be able to raise a daughter.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Like, I think two gay men can raise a daughter or a son, but two lesbian women should only be allowed to have girls.
I want two moms. I want two moms to love me and hug me.
But you don't get that kind
of... You're just multiplying your own mother.
That is what
I'm
doing.
But that's your mother...
Because I'm not homophobic.
What you want...
Because that is the kind of...
We're not
they exist. Two nice moms exist.
No.
You guys are being homophobic. And by also stereotyping two gay guys being
something like,
fucking hot,
like,
that know fashion and are cute.
Like lesbians have the same domestic violence rate as police officers?
I don't know.
It's up there. I mean, I know that they're like, you know, it's like, of course I can beat my wife. I'm a woman.
I don't know. I'm not going to say
that
that's the case.
I think there's also domestic violence in the gay community, too.
No.
I think there is, for sure.
That's just box. That's just doing
that's
fucking
just two alphas.
Bow.
That's just two alphas in the fucking ring,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's how they stay fit. They fucking shadow box each other.
No, they have a good time. First of all, there's never any kind of domestic. Really, honestly, two gay men marrying each other, that's sort of the ideal pair bonding partnership.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
They're, you know, I mean.
I'm going to get married to my friend George, I think.
Yeah.
For the
imagine you and George raising a kid. George would pay attention to every single fucking detail.
Yeah, but I would be a bad father.
You'd be a bad dad.
No, I would be cool. He would be the mom. I would be the dad.
George would be the mom for sure.
That's true. I thought about that. Why can't you just raise a child with your boys and then you guys have girls that you fuck on the side?
Yeah, three men and a baby style, dude.
That'd be awesome, dude.
They should just let us teach a college class.
We're talking about life right now.
For real, dude. Why can't I raise a fucking kid with like my boys?
And that includes women. Your boys can be women, by the way. Like, I would love to raise a child with me, George, Christina, Eldis. Mm. We all take turns being a parent. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We live in a big house. We all have one floor. The baby gets a good room.
Yeah, I'm like the like we raise it but teach it things also. Adam is math and finance.
Mm-hmm. I'm so bad at that stuff.
Stav is home ec and I'm wood shop.
Yeah, exactly. That is kind of a nice setup. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, and then God. As they grow up, I teach it pussy eating.
Yeah.
Why, how do you know you're better at pussy eating than me?
I know.
He
for
just
a fact.
Assumes that he is because he's fat.
It's true.
But it's not.
Let him have something.
Okay, fine.
First of all, you don't have to.
He's got the smallest dick.
You don't have to let me have anything.
Let him have the pussy.
First of all, I have no problem with the size of my penis. Okay? And that doesn't even really matter, as I've been told by women that are lying to me because they love me. Okay? So I don't even mind. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one. Listen, as you know how you can tell I'm the best pussy eater? Because I'm the best listener.
But, like,
you two are always looking for your own shot. You're Kobe.
But
no, I'm a point guard.
That's bullshit, dude. I'm good at listening. I just choose to ignore people.
That's even mm-hmm. worse.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If I had to listen.
Yeah, because you have a choice.
No, here's the thing. It's like if my
it's
job.
Worse.
If my, shut up. If my job was to
I'm not listening.
Remember everything. You're not listening. You don't listen. That's I'm how not, you end I, up just repeating
but
things.
But I don't have a choice,
ago.
And that's the point.
He's got a disability.
I have a disability. You choose not
so
to listen.
So you're fundamentally incapable. We're talking about pussy eating still. You're fundamentally mm-hmm. incapable of it. If my job was
of
to sit
pussy
here,
eating?
Yeah,
that's
true. No, he's right.
Sitting here and listening to something, and at the end of the show, if you guys didn't come, then I'd be accused of rape.
Yeah.
Then
mm-hmm. no, because
then I
because at
then
a certain
I,
point
I would be able to repeat a,
no,
everything that was
no,
fucking said.
No, because at a certain point your nature of not really wanting to listen, even though you're capable, would kick in. Sure, maybe the first few times, but mm-hmm. me, I can't help but listen.
It's like the,
I'm all I can do.
Oh, you're
do
talking
is
about long term.
Yes.
I'm talking
you
about
you would do it once or twice
no, I'm on
and
some,
then it would
I'm on
kick
some
in.
Five easy pieces shit where it's like, yeah, of course I know how to play the piano. There mm-hmm. it's done.
Right, right.
I did
right.
it.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ergo, I win this debate and I teach our son.
Okay,
pussy.
But just as an aside, just as an aside, I don't think it's good parenting. I would be traumatized if my father tried to teach me.
Yeah, but you're
eating.
Thinking traditional fucking I, nuclear family bullshit.
This is the kind
we're,
of shit
we're
this is
friends
a new
with
type
him.
Of family.
Well, he's our boy. He's our youngest boy.
This
dude.
Is the kind of shit that would need to be resolved by matters of public debate and vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Whether or not we don't, you don't.
We need a quorum.
We do need quorum.
Air all of these in the public forum in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
It's the floor that
we have to follow Robert's rules.
It's a 13 level building, and one of the yes. floors there's a freeze on the outside. So
I love
no
that.
Windows.
That's cool.
Okay.
And there's a tunnel so that sunlight comes in from the top of the building, and it's reflected around
mirrors.
The room with mirrors.
Yes.
And the debate only lasts as long as noon.
The gold, well, not the golden hour, or the golden hour.
The golden shower.
The golden shower.
Yeah, we're all naked in there.
We're all pissing.
Whoever runs out of piss first loses the debate.
Oh, that's where I got you, because I go
oh,
a
it's
slow
a pissing
drip.
Competition. A
I have
classic.
The worst flow of all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have a fucked up prostate.
I've got a huge bladder.
Interesting.
Yeah,
but I got,
he's
I'm
like
gonna,
a camel,
I'm gonna,
this
no,
man.
I piss once every 9 days.
It's going to be death by a thousand cuts for me, because I'm going to drip slowly.
Oh, okay.
While you guys let it fucking rock.
Uh-huh.
I just got a little dribble of fucking
after
piss.
I saw the
and
Irishman.
The best part is we have the boy to clean up the mess, so we don't have, we can just go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Our and he's like, Michael, come in here. We've decided we're going to teach you pussy eating. Anyways, clean up the piss. We got to have a snack.
Your dad's... We're exhausted.
Daddy's got to go get some fucking steampunk Chinese food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was cool. That,
that was actually
Chinese
cool.
Place.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Shouts out to... What was it called? Mission?
Mission Chinese.
It was like if Grimes had a Chinese food store.
Yeah, the Blacklight Chinese.
I like
restaurant.
How you guys both left the table and left me there, and you're like, well, we don't want them to think we're dine and dashing. So it's like, okay, I guess I'll...
No, you
I
hold
had to call
it down.
My father back.
I thought you guys split it. We you
no,
hold
Nick
it down
paid,
until
Nick
we come back.
Dinner. Thank you, Nick. And publicly, yes. I'd like to publicly
I would have paid
you.
For it anyways. But like...
Well, I got
were
breakfast.
Gonna, no, I had to pay.
I got Nick
first
breakfast
of all,
that day.
We're not...
You know, it's a round robin, you know. It's,
yeah, I just don't feel good
one
about
of us
being...
get stuck with an $800 China Japanese steak. It's a round robin. You got Mike's Diner. First of all, we split Mike's Diner.
Okay.
No,
shit.
No, we went to Pilar for breakfast that day.
Also, okay. You want to, if like we're really getting into it.
Dude, we're a couple of Chelsea faggots, dude.
Going,
just talking about all the
going
restaurants
to Japan,
we go to all
you
gotta the
time. Think about how much the plane ticket costs, and that's based on fuel costs, and they knew you were on that plane, and mm-hmm. you raised the
you
average,
weighs down,
the average
yeah,
cost of
not.
Fuel price.
Nope.
Because one ticket for you, you weigh an extra extra $600.
I bought the
pounds.
Tickets at the same time. They all cost the same.
You bought them.
No.
We all bought them at the same time.
Your name is in a file.
No, it's not. There's no
file. You're on the too fat to fly list.
There is no. I fly all the time.
Yeah.
There's no such list.
Yeah. There are people that are like going from New York to Washington, and they're like, the ticket's $9,000.
I'm just strutting into my red, white, and blue jumpsuit.
Right. You're on a jumpsuit, kicking some fucking baby in the back of the head.
Never a baby. An old bitch, yes. I love babies on planes, and I empathize
with
that.
Well, because you are a baby.
Absolutely.
You're interrupting your Vienna sausage dinner.
I don't have Vienna. I eat very well, thank you very much.
Whatever they give to you on the plane.
I bring my own snacks.
The funniest part of the Australia trip is something that can never be recreated or repeated on the show, which was the watermelon thing.
No, don't.
Oh, yeah, don't.
I just started laughing.
We can't say that one. Don't even say it. I hope no one even heard it. No, stop it. No. We're not. Stop. It was a beat as a poem, a slam poetry.
What makes it funny is how shitty of a piece of watermelon.
Yeah, it was a bad fruit salad.
It was just the most pathetic.
The joke is it was really bad
fruit.
We
had a bad fruit salad.
We were playing a character that was excited. That's all that needs to be said.
That's too much. Yeah. That's too much.
No. That's all we're gonna say.
Girls,
it could have been
playing.
Any. It could have been an Indian man. It could have been a Japanese woman.
They had to do it with the water.
No, that we all maybe we did different types of people.
We did a series of characters. They
were all represented, and they all were excited.
Listen,
about different
it's like
types
Street
of fruit.
Fighter. We went around the world.
We don't
every
pull
race.
Punches. Yes. Yeah.
We did Blanca.
We did a Blanca.
What was Blanca?
He just
was
a monster?
The Hulk?
No, he was a scientist that got fucked up by an experiment.
Oh, he was the Hulk. Wow, and he was green, too.
Yeah.
They really stole their shit.
Yeah, but he didn't have the purple shorts, dude.
Yeah, but he had red hair. That was pretty cool. He had cool hair. The Hulk did not have cool hair.
Yeah.
And then,
he was a Brazilian? Wasn't he from Brazil?
Yeah, what do you don't think Brazilians have science, you fucking racist?
I don't.
They came up with unlimited steakhouses. That's scientific.
Hmm. Okay.
Damn, I could go for some steak.
Yes. We were talking about
fucking
this
ribeye
the other day.
I didn't think
and
I
you're
had,
still
by
wearing
the way,
sweats.
I'm wearing the same sweats. I didn't think I had pants in my car. We could you know where I want to go? There's a steakhouse in Williamsburg, DeStefano's.
Uh-huh.
We should have gone there next time.
Okay.
Next time to celebrate the next thing we have to celebrate. Or the next sorrow we have to forget, whichever one.
Well now that we're couple of lone wolves. We should start going out to dinner more often.
Yeah, why
doing
not?
Things again.
Getting fucking wearing suits.
Chill, going to the Yankees games.
We honestly should go to a game.
I got my hat.
Grip
now,
of fitted.
So.
Yeah, we should.
You fucking you can't. You got to stop wearing.
Dude,
that
I feel
hat.
So powerful in this
that
hat.
That is fucking.
I can't
horrible,
even explain
dude.
It.
We should follow the Doobie Brothers reunion tour.
I would love to go on the road,
dude. Let's go and just get sucked off by 62-year-old women, dude.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We should publicly advertise that Cumtown is attaching itself to the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, featuring.
We will just featuring.
We're not even. Gonna go into the concert. We'll just be in the lot, dude.
We'll
it's
buy
all
tickets
about
to
culture.
All the shows, and then tailgate and do a live podcast in the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. That sounds
the
awesome.
It's called Doobie Brothers 2.
Doobie Brothers 2.
Cumtown.
Wait, are they
Doobie
back
Brothers
together?
2. Yeah, they're doing a 50
with Michael McDonald.
The whole gang.
Oh, wow. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
By the way, we're not doing live podcasts anywhere. We're recording them. You can't
in
come.
The car.
The closest it comes to here is Mohegan Sun.
Okay,
I love Mohegan Sun.
I'm thinking
Sun.
A little. Yeah. I think a little.
Let's get our uncut gems on.
How about
do a parlay.
Come. We should get that penthouse A.
Yes,
where that guy is staying.
That guy, and we should try and. See how much it would cost to have sex with Julie Fox, the actress who played.
I understand she's a married woman. Not that I looked into it. He seemed to have a blonde adult man, which is
blonde.
Yeah, you can't
fuck that dude.
The man doesn't stand a chance against us.
Nah, dude, the Voltron of pussy,
kind
that
of
we,
a
the,
scraggly,
the getting pussy that we are,
kind of guy.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I eat the pussy the first time correctly, then Stav comes in to close it out.
That's right. I'm the close. I'm Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to make that bitch
enter
come.
Sandman.
Strong opener.
Yep, starting pitcher. Adam's the relief guy that almost blows it.
I'm the middle reliever. Almost blows it. I don't have what it takes to close the game because I don't know enough slurs.
And I do the fucking for all three of us, and Adam hangs out afterwards to talk to her.
Well, I don't know about all that. I get to fuck also.
Yeah, a little bit, and then I'm the closer for the fucking.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I'll open up the fucking.
Okay.
So if I'm the
I close the proceeding, open the fucking. Yeah. Adam's outside making us
Adam's post-game,
quesadillas.
Post-game emotional.
No, if I'm talking to, if I'm having a conversation with her afterwards, then I'm the closer. Okay? Because that's, to me, part of sex.
That's true.
It's a great conversation. That's how
that's true.
Yeah, sure. However you want to feel about it.
No, you're right.
Listen,
Adam.
Guys, I'm happy to be on the team. I'm happy to be wearing the same
Listen,
uniform.
The thing is, it's about getting the W as a team.
Right. You get a ring anyway.
You
so
get a ring.
Matter.
Mm-hmm.
A cock ring. We all have matching cock rings. Mm-hmm. Diamond encrusted cock rings. For every time we fuck a girl together, we buy ourselves
every
cock
time
rings.
We fuck a girl together. Every time. Oh, speaking of fucking a girl together, if you need to get your dick hard, check out BlueChew.com.
Oh my God.
That's so true.
Check out BlueChew.com because if you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
What it is, it's a website that has doctors that are hiding behind the pages.
That's right.
And they've got little glory holes cut out the pages where you can speak your pronouns to them. Speak your pronouns to me.
Say them correctly or your dick will not get hard.
Enter. Speak your pronouns.
You must have the right pronouns or you will not cross the bridge.
If you cannot answer the pronoun question.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, I'm back on the Blue Chew after being in a relationship where my dick was getting hard through love.
Mm-hmm.
Now I use chemicals. And it honestly works better, my penis, now, I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, sure, sometimes I don't come because it's like a weird chemical bone
that
I haven't
earned. I'm going to have to get back on the dole.
Yeah, dude. I just requested a nice shipment coming in.
They ship them to you. They got options where it's like, I mean, it almost seems irresponsible, but they're like, do you want 90 pills in 30 days?
Yeah.
And it's like, sure.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
That's
money doesn't matter to me.
But they do have an option where you can get a pill a day. So if you want to fuck every single day.
And here's
the
thing.
You can get 30.
Here's the thing from a little champ, from a little, listen. And this is not in the read. This is just comes from real life experience.
Mm-hmm.
The fakes, the tadalafil, the fake Cialis, that'll last you about
it's
3
days.
It's
a good 36 hours.
That'll last you about 3 days, I would say.
I'd say day and a half to 3 days.
I would say 3, and even towards the end, you'll randomly get a hard dick here and there on the 4th day. Just doing regular chores. So you don't even need all fucking things.
And especially...
Stav's like, I gotta clean up all these pictures of guys I have.
Yeah. You know when you're fucking mopping up your gay porn collection, you're polishing it, and you'll just get randomly hard because of
a
pill?
Dude, I just appreciate the sonic quality.
Yeah,
my,
you should hear... picture of Sonic sucking a dick.
Well, at the very least,
after,
you know...
A Viagra, if you take the fake Viagra, which I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's like 8 hours or something, right?
That'll give you a nice hard cock.
I've never fucked with that one.
In pre-Blue Chew when I was out there just scavenging for whatever there was, and it was unsafe, and there was not doctor approved.
You were breaking into the retirement community.
I was breaking into retirement. I had a fucking,
you
fucking
had a fucking
howitzer,
you know, everybody had
put it to a fucking
everybody's
head.
Everybody talks about the AIDS crisis years for the gay community, but something that's like not talked about is the broken dick years.
Yeah,
that's right.
Before Blue Chew.
That's right.
Before there were cool options, and it's like, you know.
I felt, honestly, back then I felt like Matthew McConaughey in that movie about stealing AIDS medicine or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dallas Boners Club. I was fucking buying. I was Venmoing guys, and they were like, "Please put it's for lunch or something," because he was stealing.
You were getting scammed.
He was stealing chemicals from the lab he worked at. Anyway, and I was getting very bad headaches. And one time, I almost passed out, but I had the hardest dick of my life. I will say that. But you don't have to worry about that with BlueChew.com, because BlueChew.com has doctors that ask you questions.
True, true, true.
And they do a thorough motherfucking thing.
A real
exam.
Medical doctor.
And they ask if they ask to see your cock, that's normal. And you'll want to fucking, so listen, fucking sign up, say you don't have heart pain, if they ask that, and get as many... It's like, don't say that, but get as many dick pills as you want. Okay?
Psych.
Psych.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Don't lie. Officially don't lie.
And when you're talking to that doctor, you can go into your history of breakups, loves lost.
Keep them on the phone longer than they want.
Tell them what's brought you to this point. Yeah. You know?
Tell them about your ex-girlfriend's podcast.
You're like, why do you think you need Blue Chew? Well, it's just show Red Scare. And, you know, well, then we went to
Japan,
and it seemed like things were going to... Okay, sir, just...
Tell them about
the pills
horrible
are already
vacation.
At your house.
Yeah, yeah. Stop calling my number. Adam just texting the doctor after the exam is over. So listen, if you love sex, okay, and you hate going to the doctor's office and asking embarrassing questions or answering them or whatever the fuck... Then go to fucking BlueChew.com, you fucking idiot, with your limp-ass little pathetic cock.
What the fuck?
And make it strong and powerful with these beautiful pills that we're meant to have at 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to just exercise or go to therapy more.
Some
whatever.
Of us even do exercise, but yeah. That's not enough.
It's not enough because we're gay. And we're fighting.
And we're attracted to men.
We're just going to keep fighting. We see homosexuality as a disease. And
so we're going to take these magic pills so that we can stomach.
So straight for 36 hours.
Just me in a hospital bed with a blanket over me. And I look sick and I'm giving a thumbs up. And I'm getting my dick sucked by a woman. They're like, amazing. He's so brave.
He's going to make it.
He keeps fighting. He's such a fighter. When I was diagnosed with being gay, they told me I wouldn't live 5 months without sucking cock. Here I am 20 years later.
Taking dick pills and tying a scarf around my mouth really tight whenever I'm around hot guys to prevent my
and having
diagnosis.
Only doggy style sex.
Yeah, I don't know
where I pretend.
There's no way a man's ass looks like a woman's ass.
It depends what kind of man, you know.
Yeah,
a woman's ass has got like handles to jam their shit on.
I know what you mean about that. Yes, but
Timmy
you never
thick,
know.
That looks Timmy like a thick. Lady's butt.
I think I could probably if it was
you picked
just
one freak. Like everybody, look.
What do you mean? I'm giving you an example of a man with a lady's
Timmy
ass.
Timmy thick is like a CIA operation to fuck with everybody.
Yeah, there is.
It's like they can't slip acid into people's drinks, so they came up with a little boy,
a little gay Puerto
with
Rican
a black
boy.
Woman's ass.
With a black woman's ass
to destroy the nuclear family
to turn men gay
to lock us into a war with Iran.
So anyway, go to BlueChew.com.
The online physician consult is free, so you don't have to pay to go see a doctor like you would with Viagra and Cialis. It's chewable, so it acts quicker than
fast.
Viagra. It can work up to 2 times as fast. They taste good too. They're like Smarties.
They're like candies.
They taste very good. Like better than almost. You know what? It might be the best tasting medicine I've ever had in my life.
I like the Dimetapp back in the day.
I like Flintstones.
I don't
kids.
Like that shit, man. That's a vitamin.
Orange Flintstones
you
kids.
Fucking imbecile.
Oh, but that's medicine.
You imbecile.
You know what the best tasting medicine is to me?
Yeah. But
oh, I forgot.
There was
no
silence.
Go on a diet.
We need silence.
Marijuana. You know.
What about it?
That's the best tasting medicine.
Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code CUMTOWN.
Promo code CUMTOWN.
Promo code CUMTOWN.
And listen, I'll do more plugs later on, but next Sunday I'm in Tampa, so please buy tickets to see me there. And then that other weekend I'm in Milwaukee, Appleton, and Chicago. Stavi.biz/tickets.
And
I've got road dates. I'm in Indianapolis. I'm in Chicago. I'm in Nashville. That's still all being handled or set up, but I'll have a link soon.
Nice.
And
Nashville rocks.
Nashville will be interesting because that's the first one on the tour. Adam, talk.
Hello?
Keep talking.
Hi.
Just say words.
Something sounds weird with
your shit. I think it sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you do sound weird.
You sound like you're in a can or something.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound distant.
Maybe it's just our relationship.
it's a metaphor.
Something's like literally fucked.
Go on a diet, you
fat bitch.
Let's see. Is that going to solve it? Keep talking, Adam. You got to keep.
Hello?
Oh, wow.
No, stop. Are you fucking with him or does he sound off?
He sounded off before, but I think you just, whatever you just did might have fixed it.
Check, check. Yeah, that sounds better.
No, there's like a weird...
I can't hear myself in the
phones. Bending the... You can't hear yourself at all?
I mean, I hear myself, but I can't hear what I sound like.
You're fucking up the XLR cable. You've broken it.
I didn't break it.
That
now you sound normal. Yeah. That fixed it, but you were like bending the fucking cord right at the...
Damn, that's kind of cool, though, that if you bend a cord, it can fuck shit up.
Well, it's,
I know that from my guitar.
That's interesting science. It's an interesting science experiment.
Well, Nick's nice got get, some road dates coming
nice,
up.
Nice to get new equipment and immediately have Adam break.
I didn't break anything, and I wasn't scratching your glasses. Also, I want to give, not because I forgot to get him a birthday gift, but a birthday shout-out to my friend Alex Schwinn, one of the biggest legends I know. And you're 35, and I want you to keep living. He's a big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
Shout out.
And this is definitely making his day.
Okay, well, he can make my dick get hard and suck it. How about that?
Okay. Alex?
Alex.
He's an absolute ledge.
So, yeah, go see us all live, man. Fuck that shit. Fuck it. Let's do plugs. I'm in Providence. I'm in Dallas, D.C., all the good places. And then Dublin and London. So buy tickets to that shit. And buy my calendar, baby. Stabby.biz. All that shit's over there.
Mm-hmm. You got 11 more months left.
11 more months, and I'll sell them on the road.
And then I'll
sell them on the chode too.
Uh-huh.
A chode doesn't seem that bad.
Having a wide penis, you're saying?
Women seem to like a wide penis.
I don't know if they like a short penis.
If you had to pick, I wonder if you had to pick between long and like pencil thin. And short and fat. I think they would pick short and fat.
The women don't know.
Women, call in to the show. you can decide for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he can't figure it out.
No, it's
honestly, he doesn't care about your opinion.
Yeah.
He's really
a misogynist.
Don't.
He's actually a misogynist.
I'm red pill. Yeah, you know what I'd say to women? Get your bloody life together.
Get back in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen,
get
you fucking bitch.
Your bloody life together.
Get your shoes off and come bring me my pills.
Give me.
I need back pills. I need back pills so I don't turn gay. get your dick out of my ass.
Bring
buckle.
Me some beef. Get and your, stop fucking my ass.
Get your fucking dick in my ass, bucko. Why don't you get over here and put your cock in my ass?
So that guy was just a regular ass professor, and then he wrote a gay ass book, and now he's like, you know,
yeah, he's just like a self help guy.
We should. I'm.
But I think he first got pissed off by saying like, I don't have to tell a trans person that they're a woman. If they were born a man, I think that's where he got his start.
Why are people so mad at trans? I really don't understand that shit.
Because
who gives a fuck?
Probably because they jack off to them.
So what? I've jacked off to them.
No,
it's mad.
I think a lot of it is, and this will seem like projection. Even though I've never really been like a pronouns guy. Like it's always been I'll call you whatever you want. I don't give a shit. But like. Even, I mean, Ben Shapiro doesn't count, but I feel like there's people that are like, that like Ben Shapiro or like Jordan Peterson that are just fucking like obstinate. And it's literally like, yeah, but that's not what he or she means. And it really is for some people just a yes, actually thing. And they're not necessarily like bigoted. They just don't. It's like the thing, it's so politicized and complicated that there's no room for people that are just fucking like being stubborn about something that they wouldn't if there was more room to discuss like the nuances of like pronouns.
Yeah, but Ben Shapiro is not going to do that.
Ben Shapiro is not going to do that. I'm not talking about Ben Shapiro. But just maybe it's just his like tonality, but my first introduction to him, the first couple of times I heard him, it's like, this seems like this is just a fucking autistic person.
Yeah. Those aren't the rules. That's not what a woman means.
Exactly. Where it seems like it's not really. But, you know, the more you look into Ben Shapiro, he's like as guilty of like obfuscating the truth or being selective and like the, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's a
dumb bitch. But shout out to his sister's titties, though.
Mm-hmm.
But
them shits are fucking heavy. What's she up to? What's Abigail? Is that her name, Abigail?
I think she's in musical theater or something.
Dude, I'm about to.
sing my way into some pussy.
Just showing up in the recording studio.
With a cape.
Yeah, with a little tiny cape.
Can I see your titties, please?
Like a curly mustache.
Your brother's pretty gay.
Drawn onto his face.
Yes, yes.
A big curly mustache yes. drawn on his face and a monocle and a top hat.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Hello, ma'am. My name's Stavros. I don't know if you've heard the pussy-eating debate in the forum earlier, but... I'm one of the fathers.
The child rearing forum. Me and my fellow heterosexual husbands were talking about. Damn, those are some fucking big things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Shapiro has big balls if his sister has such big tits?
That's not how it works.
It might.
Don't ask how I know.
Oh wait, that's true. We do have a piece of evidence.
Shut up.
And thank you for admitting your balls are small, by the
way. They're not small, but they're not big.
Thank you for admitting it. It's on the record.
They're
now.
Gorgeous.
Wow. I love science, dude.
I fucking love science,
brother. I love that shot. Damn.
Damn. It is straight up 68 degrees in New York
dude,
City
it's
right
hot
now
as
in
fuck.
January.
I'm about to put some shorts on and fucking shake my little nuts. Shake my big nuts, actually.
It kind of makes me want to hold hands with a girl.
With a woman? Not yeah. me, dude.
Mm.
Both have some, you know, like makes, coffees to go.
Yeah.
It makes me want to play fucking coffees. Capture the Flag, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is Capture the Flag weather.
It is Capture the Flag weather. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just get a day job at a summer camp.
Yeah.
You know? And then mm-hmm. fucking either get fired day one because I'm like, quit being a faggot.
Oh yeah, that would be good.
They're like, you called that kid a faggot. I'm like, well, he was being a faggot. They're like, no, he's gay.
Oh, and you're like, damn, my bad.
Oh, I meant the other way.
He was, yeah, my fault.
My bad.
Can I have some tater tots from the? Can I have some Uncrustables? You, by the way, those fucking rock. Those little fucking pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mm.
The Smucker's Uncrustables.
Oh, and they're like,
they're sealed.
Sealed, yeah, on the edges.
Talk about
that's very Japanese.
Talk about a camp food.
Yeah.
I suppose it's Japanese, but to me, it's white trash. To me, it's rec center. Mm-hmm. To me, it's your parents both work, so they left you, you know, under the care of a 70-year-old nice Republican man who runs an inner city, a recreation center.
You went to camp? You went to day camp?
Yeah. I mean, my parents left me. I went to an after school program
YMCA?
Every day. It was just. It was called the Maura Crossman. Recreation center.
Oh, it was the Jewish lady that gave the money for it?
I guess, yeah. I don't know who the fuck it is. And my school was called John Rura Elementary, and everyone said John Rura was murdered there, and he haunted the halls.
Scary.
But I don't think it's true.
Scary.
I wonder who he was. I never looked that up. Damn, actually, who the fuck was John Rura?
He was the first Marine. He came up with Rura.
Rura! Yeah. I fucking love the rec center, though, dude. Playing fucking hooping all day,
yeah.
Eating Uncrustables.
Mm.
Who was John Rura? Damn. Okay. It's got a 4.0 rating on greatschools.com.
Not bad.
But only four reviews. It was not a great school when I went there. I'll tell you that much, Chief. It's got better than Holabird Middle. Suck my dick, Holabird. They did this thing in my school where they just shepherded all the anyone who was like even sort of smart. They just put us in a little room, and then mm-hmm. and we didn't interact with the other kids.
Yeah, Stav thinks
it was next to special ed.
Stav thinks
and
lunch.
It wasn't for fat kids.
Stav thinks lunch is a special. We actually there was a special class they put me in where we were allowed to eat.
You just got to eat. And it was just me, and it was...
Yeah, I was so advanced, I was in gifted and talented lunch.
And it was just me because I was so advanced, I kept eating all the other kids' food before they had a chance to.
Wow.
And so they kind of put me in my own little classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and the janitors, and we would kiss. We were next to special ed.
Yeah. Were you in any plays?
Hell yeah, dude, of course.
Yeah, me too.
I was a theatrical-ass little motherfucker.
I was a theatric kid, too.
And then I loved fucking plays, and then in sixth grade, I had a big shift, and I was like, I'm cool, I'm not gay, so.
Yeah.
And basically...
That happened to me in ninth grade.
It happened to me in sixth grade because I didn't get the lead in Charlie Brown's story or whatever.
Damn.
And once I didn't get, I was like, come on, bitch.
If they could only see you now.
Exactly. I'm born to play this role, you fucking dumb bitch. And then I quit and I started playing soccer.
In sixth grade, I was in an Agatha Christie murder mystery. And I played the male lead, and there were way more girls in the theater department than boys.
Nice.
You broke the mic again.
I'm literally not bending anything.
Just don't hold it around the... Hold it up here.
You're breaking the microphone.
I didn't break...
You're fine. Just hold it up here. Don't hold it at the wire.
But they had two female casts.
No, it's fucked up again. Here, let me see it.
What?
Sorry. Adam has fucked up the mic, and he's...
Check. It sounds normal now.
Sounds normal, yeah.
But
Nick fixed it.
Thanks, Nick.
Adam's gay.
Anyway, they had two female casts, and there was a kiss.
I'm like fucking annoyed.
All right.
It's not you, but I mean, I went out and bought other shit. Like, the guy told me these were the fucking cables.
It's fine. It works fine.
I know it's fine. I'm just, but that. Like,
we
I'm
just need fucking... to unplug it and plug it. No, it's fine.
I know, but we shouldn't have to do, like, sorry. I know I don't want to get, like, frustrated.
Well, you know what people sold this to you?
Yeah, no, it's just those people. It's fucking annoying because then it's like you're going to get a million people that are like fucking like, you dumbass, you should have bought. And it's like, you know what, motherfucker?
Those people aren't winning, Nick, and you're literally winning.
I don't know. I'm not winning.
Yes, you are.
I've tried my goddamn best to make this thing sound at least normal.
This is how you win, Nick.
Yeah, this is how you win.
This is how you win.
Adam Sandler voice.
What were we saying? Oh, yeah. And then I got to kiss a 7th grade and 8th grade girl.
Whoa.
In the play.
He was kissing two bitches?
I kissed two bitches. And then after the play, we had a cast party. Mm-hmm. And all the girls, you know, it's like theater. So everyone's like touchy-feely, like massage-y stuff. Sure. And so I was like hugging all the girls goodbye after the play. Because it was like,
and
I was like, all these girls let me touch them. It's amazing. And my dad saw me hugging all the girls and saying, like, you did great in the play. And then we were, like, walking in the car, and my dad's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, what? He's like, are you gay? He's like, only gay guys act like that. And I thought it was cool that all these girls were letting me hug.
Yeah.
And no sense to me what he was saying.
Yeah, dude,
his internalized homophobia.
Yeah. Or just his internalized being gay.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, I would never act like that. I'd be having sex with all the girls.
I would fuck them, not hug.
I would
hug.
Fuck them if I was in
But I've never
grade.
Hugged.
I've never hugged a woman.
I should call him about that and say that hurt my
dude,
feelings.
You should. I was thinking about that, dude. It's like, in being in therapy, it's like, my therapist is like, if something fucks you up, he's like, go have a conversation about it. What about all the times
maybe
something
just
fucked me up throughout my life that I'll never address?
You don't need, I mean, that's what your therapist says, but I think you should just forgive.
Fuck
but
forgiveness.
But never forget.
I will never forgive, dude. I got something from all my enemies.
Remember the videos of like the B-boy competitions between midgets?
Of course.
Those need to come back.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's also
needs
too
that.
If you want to wear underwear, you go to Macwell.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Macwell.com underwear. All right, that's the end of the read. We're trying a new thing now where we do it real quick. Macwell.com.
Macwell.com underwear.com.
Macunderwear.com.
Underwear.com/Macwell.
MW underwear.
If you have pussy,
MW,
you pussy, MW, pussy.
Price is subject to verification. Penis, vagina. Penis,
vagina.
Vagina.
Put your penis in underwear.
Hitler did nothing wrong. The Holocaust didn't happen. Nissan sales. Participate in deals. At participating dealerships, price is subject to verification. 2018.
$6 million is too many.
$6 million is
too
many. It didn't happen. The picture's all in black and white. It doesn't make any sense.
Why aren't there any color pictures?
Why aren't there any color pictures? They were documenting evidence. They had color photography at the time. You could have seen it. Why are the doors made out of wood? Rather, doors made out of wood. Nissan sales event. Truck. Nissan extended sales event at participating dealerships.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Mm-hmm. Mack Weldon, man.
If you think about the math, 6 million in 3 years, listen, doesn't add up.
He's...
You know how many people you would have to kill a day? It doesn't make sense.
Listen, it's one of the best research errors in history, but he is the fastest talking, quietest voice in the biz.
You couldn't even kill that many dogs that quickly.
Shut up.
So, yeah, man. You know what they wore in the Holocaust was underwear and...
Mm-hmm. And striped pajamas.
That's true.
And Mack Weldon probably has pajamas.
They probably have pajamas. I don't know if they
have
stripes.
Imagine they have lounge wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's some of the best motherfucking stuff in the biz, motherfucker.
That's what I say.
You want your cock... Listen, we've already told you how to get your cock hard. Now you need cloth to cover your soft cock. And good news... Mack Weldon provides that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I mean, fucking... Yeah.
They drape your cock.
They drape
fine
your cock
cloths.
Luxuriously.
Yeah, the thing I like about Mack Weldon is they fit well, but they also, they're good for tying off your dick and to use as a cock ring when you can't get hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They call or just to make it seem look purple.
Right. If you want to, yeah, if you're trying to have a purple...
Well, that's why those girls send around that eggplant.
Right. Yeah. Because
they
looks
want a
like
purple dick.
Grimace when I tie off my fucking. When I tie off my dick and mainline heroin into
mm-hmm.
it.
So they got. If you don't listen, they got antimicrobial shit. They got the silver line or something. Mm-hmm. And it means doesn't make your cock stink. No, I mean, no matter how stinky your cock is, this kind of shit will eat up the stink. And it'll make your cock smell like roses. And if you don't...
Silver ion
blend.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, keep the fuckers, you fucking idiot.
And they refund you your money.
They refund you the money.
And I love money.
I love fucking money loves chachi or something.
Money loves chachi.
Money loves chachi.
And what the fuck is that, dude? Fuck him.
Scott Baio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Trump.
No, but saying it that way. I think it's a Dennis Miller thing.
Oh, well, chachi?
Dennis Miller says chachi.
But I don't think it means...
But I don't know if it's a Joni loves chachi reference or
not. It might be. Chachi probably put the name chachi in the public's imagination for Dennis Miller.
Mack Weldon's mission is simple, is to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. The website's easy. A lot of people don't like buying shit anywhere except Amazon.
Look at the sun... Oh, on the wall? Doesn't that look like a little penis?
It does look like a little penis.
Oh, wow.
I'm reflecting light.
I wish
light.
The audience could see.
I'm reflecting light off my phone. The sun is hitting my phone. It's hitting the wall, and it looks like a little penis.
I'll tell you this. I had to buy some shit for my car.
Take a picture of that, Adam.
I had to buy some shit for my car, and it didn't work, so I returned it, and the process sucked ass.
Sucked hard, cock.
And it's like you get so used to fucking Amazon that like you forget that most online shopping sucks a dick. But Mack Weldon's very easy.
It's even better than any in a different website.
It's as easy as Amazon.
No, it's better.
Well, Amazon is kind of, it doesn't really get easier than
it
that.
Is easy.
And
just Mack say
Weldon
it's
is as it. No, here's why you're a fucking idiot and why I'm the head of marketing.
No, I'm not an idiot.
People
I'm
are
smart.
Familiar with Amazon,
but you shouldn't
you don't
be saying
want to
a different company's name.
It's not a competing company.
They don't pay
they
taxes,
sell underwear,
Nick.
Dude. They sell underwear, bro.
People didn't know that until you were like, oh, Amazon, by the way, who also sells underwear.
People knew it. They sell everything.
People just want a fucking comparable experience just to something that already makes sense. If I say
best.
It's like Amazon for underwear, you fucking know what I'm talking about. It's all easy. Right. It's a very simple shopping experience. You're not going to be confused by it. And they've got an award-winning mobile
you're
app.
You're the head of marketing. I'm just saying, I don't mean
yeah,
to...
Yeah, he's
I don't,
head of marketing.
You're pulling rank, and I understand. I'm just
respect,
saying if I was head of marketing, I would be doing things a little differently.
This is why we never hire fat people. They want to eat all of the office supplies. They're too concerned with going to lunch
honestly,
to focus on
yeah.
what's in front of us.
What is for lunch?
I don't know.
We should get shit catered every time.
I'm getting pussy.
I would love a nice spread.
We should get catered lunch after every podcast.
Unreal. That would be great.
Anyways, Mack
that would be us winning.
It's better than whatever you're wearing right now.
It is.
It's very easy to fucking buy things on their website.
Very easy.
And for whatever dumb reason you don't like the fucking underwear.
Because you're stupid.
It can be returned, no questions asked.
They don't care that you're stupid and you might not like it. They'll...
For 20% off your first order, go to MackWeldon.com and enter promo code COMETOWN20 at checkout.
Yep.
COMETOWN20, 20% off your first order. You don't like it, you keep the underwear, no questions asked.
No questions asked.
Refund you the money. So check them out, MackWeldon.com/pussy. And we're black.
My penis is small. I'm good. We were going to talk about Steely Dan.
I thought we weren't going to talk about Steely Dan.
Well, we can now. There's been enough time.
Yeah, so we watched the Asia documentary.
No, you don't give it all away. We just
okay.
now
well,
we've
never
spent
mind.
Time.
No. I don't know what to say then.
I didn't know it was just two guys. How about that?
Nick got mad at me earlier for saying the Dan.
Yeah, that's a fucking horrible way to
say
it.
Well, that's what people in the community call them. The Steely Dan lovers community.
So they, just two guys.
Yes. Well, one of them's dead now.
Oh, fuck. For real?
Yeah. Becker's dead.
The bald guy?
Fagin's alive. Because us, because we are like cockroaches and we live forever. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I am probably going to look like Donald Fagin when I'm older.
No. Wishful thinking.
No.
Wishful thinking.
I love this shit. It's no like, chance. Yeah, when I'm older, I'm going to look like that guy who aged fine. Yeah.
No,
the
he
guy
doesn't
who
look
aged
that good.
Pretty well.
He's a fellow fish lipped Jew. And I think that's probably a model for what I'll look like one day.
Dude, I'm gonna look exactly like fucking.
You think Donald Fagin's a hot guy?
He looks pretty good.
But he looks as good as.
Look up Donald Fagin old.
Oh, actually, you know what?
He doesn't look good. No. No, he looks like some like a weird old Jew.
He looked better young, I'll tell you. He was hotter than you when he was young.
Okay.
So well, you're not going to age as well.
Yeah.
Actually.
We got another lion POS over here.
Damn.
Another lion. This man lion. You're lying to me.
No, you're lying on me.
I wonder
me,
if they
dude.
Got how much pussy they got, because they didn't really tour. And that's usually when you get pussy as a rock star.
And they were doing a lot of heroin, too.
Pussy is a rock star. Pussy like a rock star.
I think Becker's girlfriend died really tragically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she overdosed in his apartment. He got sued for $17 million.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking tough one, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. By who? Is her family?
Her gay ass family, dude.
Dude, fuck
dude,
that.
They're haters.
She was having a good time with the boy.
It's his girlfriend,
guitar.
Too. It's not like a fucking, like, you know. Yeah. It's not like this was like a prostitute or something.
Right.
This is somebody he has feelings for.
Yeah.
Who, like, probably made their own decision to do drugs.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I feel like a prostitute has her own agency as well. A
prostitute has her own agency, but it's something about, like, I don't.
I know what you mean. They had a life together. Yeah. They, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She was there for on purpose. Mm-hmm. Damn, did he beat the case? Or did he kill himself to show
that's
them?
$17 million?
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened.
$17 million. Imagine having $17 million. That would be awesome. I would fucking. Damn, what would I do? I would retire. I'd retire with 17 mil. I would become a fucking bodybuilder like that fat guy from Boy Meets World.
I can't wait to be a jaddy builder. I can't wait to shield my jaddy.
Yeah, I want to be strange.
I'm trying to be strange. Looking strange in 2020.
What's that guy up to?
He dropped the act.
Oh, it was an act.
He's like, my name is Donald.
Do you know
Clarence,
who?
And I am
I'm classically trained
from Oxford.
Here's
from
a good
Juilliard.
Here's a good
Juilliard,
piece
Adam
of trivia.
Wade, okay,
sorry.
The trivia. Here we go.
Let's go trivia instead of a bit.
What,
that Nick
gonna
was
be,
just getting
it's
started.
It's going to be about Donald Fagin too.
No,
it's
going to
be about something we were talking about.
It's
going to
be about
three minutes ago.
The third member of the Dan.
Okay.
So not about...
Not technically Donald Fagin, yes, but exactly what Nick was saying.
And the thing we moved on from that you kept thinking about ignoring...
No, this is a fun fact. This is a fun fact.
No, go ahead.
This is why I'm teaching our son pussy eating,
yeah,
Adam.
Okay,
right.
This
fine.
Is why.
All right, sorry for interrupting, but this is good enough to share. The third member of their band in college...
Yeah.
Who, after they graduated,
Chevy
left
Chase.
The band,
great.
Was Chevy Chase.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Thanks, man. Anyway, so
that is kind of cool. Yeah.
That is kind of cool, no?
Yeah.
That asshole.
What did he play?
Maybe drums.
The drums. He played the drums.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, Juilliard.
Yes.
I learned my craft. I plied my
Donald
craft. I originally came up with the character for Savage Psycho Joe after seeing an advertisement for an exercise class, and I thought about the modern condition and in what way would even a mental retard experience the basic aspirations of an American consumer. And I thought, how funny would it be if a man who naturally only has one quality that we've bestowed upon him in the subjective,
sure,
which is retard strength.
The strength.
Which we obviously understand in the real world it does not mean actual physical strength.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the strength to be a retard.
Right,
fortitude.
And if one of these retards
yes.
were to pursue
thank
a
you.
Physical strength, taking it out of the abstraction into the concrete, what would that look like? And I thought, a retarded person having a weightlifting Instagram. and
lying about how much he's putting up.
Where is Savage Psycho? I hope he's getting ahead. My dick is... I was about to look up Savage Psycho Joe, and then a hot woman popped up on my Instagram.
Oh, my God. I love when that happens.
And I think I'm just going to look at her for a while.
Can I see?
Because I'm sucking penis. It's 100 degrees. I can't wait to suck it. Get on my fucking knees.
Sorry. Close.
That was close.
I'm losing it, dude. I'm in my old age.
No, you're fine, Nick.
I don't have
small penis, and I'm fucking gay.
Look, just play the minor chord, the basic chords first, and then start soloing over top of it.
I'm gay. I'm hot for penis.
I'm hot for penis. There we go.
I'm fucking gay, fucking gay, fucking gay.
I'm hot for penis.
I'm hot for penis.
I'm hot for penis.
My dick is small, dick is small, dick is small. I'm hot for penis.
Hot for penis. Let's go. Let's get it.
I'm fucking gay. So gay. I'm hot for penis. I'm fucking gay. I'm hot for penis.
I feel bad for... We're in stereo.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel bad for the losers listening on one AirPod. They're not getting the full experience.
Yep. Yeah,
they're not. They're getting some compressed monaural bullshit.
What's the, what is the, how's the rest of that song go?
That's it. That's the whole song.
Not wanting to fuck your teacher.
I want to fuck my teacher.
Did you ever have a teacher you wanted to fuck, Adam?
Adam's perpetually horny. That's why he likes all those Philip Roth books he's never read.
Well, yes, you've of course. One. I've read multiple, but yes, I do identify with a lot of those books.
The horny Semite.
The horny Jew. The horny Jew part two.
The character of the horny Semite.
Uh-huh.
Jews aren't that good at fucking though, right?
They're terrible.
No, we're not good. We just horny. Want to.
Interesting. That makes sense.
We're just
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, why don't you come on down here? We'll see.
Nah.
We can find out.
I'll have a fuck off with you, dude.
We'll both fuck each other, and then we'll decide who was the better lover.
As long as you stay the fuck out of the wood shop. You know what I'm saying?
We can't be acting this way in front of our son.
And the aviary on floor 7.
You do get the aviary. Although, my grandfather, it's kind of in my blood to be a part of the
apiary. Oh, I want a room that I can sit in and do Zen meditation while being stung by bees.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm. I just come out covered in bee stings, sweating. I'm like, I've
relaxed.
A higher plane of consciousness.
I'm fucking gay, so gay.
Damn, hot.
You guys see that video that guy? You guys see that video that guy running?
You wanna die, you fat bitch?
Running with the parrots?
Yeah. I retweeted it.
You did?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It's a great video.
I didn't realize you retweeted it.
That looks like Tony Gazelle.
Yes, dude.
Tony Little.
Whatever the guy who did
Tony
the Gazelles.
Tony Little from the Gazelle Freestyle.
In his old
pro.
Age, mm-hmm. running with parrots.
Yeah, the guy that fucking Benoit was hallucinating and hearing tell him to do what he did.
Was it for real?
No.
Oh,
that I like to imagine.
Yeah, hell
Tony,
yeah.
He was hallucinating and thought Tony Gazelle was like, just do it, man.
Just do it.
You can do it, brother.
All it takes is a little dedication. Dude, those things looked awesome. The way his legs swung. I wanted to be that guy, dude.
Mm-hmm. I liked his ponytail and baseball cap
dude,
combo.
I love that. His life story is so funny.
Really?
I remember looking him up as a teenager, but he got like hit by a bus. And then while he was recovering, he got like spinal meningitis.
Jesus Christ.
And he lost, temporarily lost like his eyesight.
That's so
And he
scary.
Was hanging out at his friend's house, and because he was blind, he went to sit down, and he thought it was a chair, but it was a bucket filled with acid.
What?
Why did his friend have that?
What the fuck?
Wait, LSD acid?
Yeah, so he like burned his ass.
Oh no, like
balls.
Like Bernie acid.
So does he have smooth ass balls?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look. That
he burned his ass,
dude. That's a horrible place to burn.
Well, he came back from that shit, dude.
He did. He looks great.
I told you that they thought I had spinal meningitis once, and I had to get a spinal tap.
Yep.
It was pretty metal.
Didn't they think you had AIDS also?
They didn't think I had AIDS.
For real. I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying
oh,
to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. They do. Yeah,
see, that, was I'm a good listener.
It was AIDS or hepatitis C. Because I went to an endoscopy center in Vegas.
Wait, hold on.
for a colonoscopy.
Wait, let me finish this. Little describes himself as an avid collector of antiques, classic cars, and obscure species of livestock. No. That might be him in the video.
Shit. I don't have AIDS, by the way. I don't have AIDS. Just the end of the story.
If any girls are listening, Adam is HIV positive.
No, I just wanted to finish that.
I have a clean bill of health, however. Well, yeah.
He had two herniated discs, a knee dislocation, a cracked vertebrae, and lacerations. He recovered enough. Oh, he was involved in a car accident. He competed. During his recovery, Little began developing exercise programs. Parodies in it. This is just Wikipedia. I'm trying to find, because I remember reading this like 15 years ago.
Search Tony Little ass and balls burned.
Tony Little acid.
Ass and balls is what I said. I'm sucking dick.
Yeah, this is great. While visiting a friend during the time while he was recovering his vision, Little accidentally sat in the tub of acid and suffered second-degree burns to his genitals and anus.
No way, dude.
Yeah, Little is
that's not real.
That he's been electrocuted several times, once while trying to install a television above his bathtub.
Hell yeah. My man, you need a little fucking bubble bath TV.
Yeah.
Respect. That's living, baby.
Oh, he got chemical burns on his butt when he unwittingly sat on a table that had been treated with acid. Mm. But that would require that he's naked.
Yeah, maybe he just fucked his friend.
You don't apply. Yeah, something's weird about that story.
Maybe it's fake.
Yeah,
I think he was doing some freaky stuff. You know,
you think he was doing some freaky shit?
Some freaky shit.
Like what?
Well, he's blind, so that's like the best opportunity to have real.
It's like you're always
no strings attached type of
NSA.
Yeah,
because you're like, I didn't know it was a man.
I didn't know because I'm blind.
I thought it was a woman's. I thought I was sucking a really long tubular tit. I didn't realize it was a man's penis. I thought it was a really stiff breast.
Yeah, he's like, now that I'm blind, I can finally be on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you fucked up the microphone again, dude.
I didn't.
Well, it's all right. We've got to wrap up here anyway, folks, I think, right?
Yeah, we're...
Did I fuck it up? Is it fine now?
It's fine now.
All right. I'm sucking dick!
See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, bros.